Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I'm joined by Juanita Stein, playing tonight at Hotel Vegas with Glass Maps, Ben Ballinger, and my favorite local band, Go Fever. Doors are at 9. Juanita takes the stage at 11:30. The latest album, Until the Light Fades. Juanita and the wonderful people joining her, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
We're going to play Get Back to the City.
Assholes, just the way it works. I got too many friends who just need a laugh so bad it hurts. Take Lee, she met a guy, made her feel pretty. She left New York City, they don't see eye to eye. Now he gets around and gets down, she can't understand why. When she closes her eyes, well, you know she'll be dreaming of a place where she gonna be. You gotta get back to the city, you know. You gotta get back to the sun. You gotta get back to a place where you belong. You gotta listen to the child in your heart. You gotta rhythm from heaven or hell. You gotta get back to a place. Now she's traveling over town, working the deadlines, paying her dues. And she hides affliction well, but you can see right through. And kids are getting older, kids are getting wiser to your charade. Mama, don't you think this will only make them walk away? So before it's too late, you can set the wheels in motion. Steal this with two hands. You gotta get back to the city. You know you gotta get it back to the sun. You gotta get back to a place you belong. You gotta listen to the chimes in your head. You gotta rhythm.
Juanita Stein in Studio 1A, playing tonight at Hotel Vegas with Glass Maps, Ben Ballinger, and Go Fever. Juanita, thanks again for being here today.
My pleasure.
She's joined today by her brother, Joel Stein, who is opening the show as Glass Maps. And a little bit of trivia, that these two have been together for just about every musical project, going back to Howling Bells and as far back as Waikiki. Tim McNally joining them on bass and Alex Pitt on the drums. And so we're talking about your newest album, Until the Light Fades, which is your second solo album, out less and under a year from your first album, America. And the second album kind of done in a more of a spur of the moment kind of thing. I'm curious what liberties and limitations you experienced with this kind of different process.
Well, I guess the second one, with the first one, it was, I had a lot more time. So there was kind of one producer and myself, and it was different to anything I'd ever done before because I didn't actually play on the record, which I'd never done before.
Oh.
So the complete antithesis was this record in that I got in the studio with a bunch of guys and we just played every song live. And it was very energetic, and there was a lot of warmth, and it was just nice to make eye contact with the people that you're recording with. And there wasn't as much time, but because of that, you capture a certain spirit that you can't when you have days and days and days to finish one song.
Kind of having to let go of some creative control and like, well, totally. This isn't, yeah. Maybe it's the kind of reveling in the imperfections totally. And letting them kind of have their own character.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And you'd mentioned that between America and the current Until the Light phase that you felt like you would really gain some more traction with this album and kind of in your own solo career, right? And as you pointed out yourself, you've kind of had all these wonderful confirmations, being on tour with The Killers, opening for Bryan Ferry, all of these wonderful, wonderful, cool things. And despite the second album kind of being so spur of the moment, to me, when I listen to it and reading what you've said about it, it really sounds like you're taking everything that's happened to you or happened to people you loved, your grandmother in one of these songs specifically, and everything that's happening right now in the world at large, specifically in conjunction with womanhood, and kind of processing it and then putting it back out as a gift for your daughters and also, like you've said, like a promise to yourself to kind of relinquish to the change and just how it's going. And I just think that's wonderful, and it permeates so heavily through this album. I would have never guessed that it was not a rushed process, but an abbreviated process.
Yeah. Man, you make it sound so good. Awesome.
you make the music sound so great.
You say stuff, and then when people say it back to you, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
I did say that.
I did. You're bang on, and you're absolutely right. And there's something really magical that happens in the process of releasing an album that you kind of, as an artist, you write these songs, you record these songs, you put them out, and it's really interesting getting back what people kind of, their interpretation. And somehow through their interpretation, sometimes you come to your own realizations. Like, there were a lot of things that I didn't clock whilst I was making it, and it was only when people would ask questions in interviews or friends or family would give their kind of version of the song that I was like, oh, there it is. There's the symbolism, or there's the reason the song was written. But to get back to what you were saying, I feel like currently, and very specifically this month, this year, being an artist, being a woman, making a record, being a mother, having two girls, all these things play a profoundly significant role in who I am. And for me, to disconnect that would be impossible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely impossible. How can you, I mean, Nina Simone said it best, how can you be an artist and not reflect the times? And I feel like that. I don't necessarily have to be standing on the rooftops and demonstrating every other week, but I mean, I'm feeling profoundly everything that's happening. And it's hard to be alive and function and just get on with your daily crap whilst things are literally disintegrating.
I 100% agree.
So how do you manage that? You, as an artist, you write songs and you perform them and you make a connection with your audience and you hope that they get some of that back.
That's a gift that you, you take what's going on and you give it as a gift to those who are listening and those you care about. And very well said about with Nina Simone and everything.
Right.
And I think what you're talking about is the artist intentional fallacy of finding out other people's interpretation. You're like, yeah, that is what it means. There's a famous thing about Steven Spielberg after E.T. came out going and visiting his synagogue, and they're like, oh, it's about Judaism. And he's like, maybe. That wasn't what I meant. But so that's fantastic.
That happens a lot, yeah.
We're in Studio 1A talking to Juanita Stein, taking the stage at Hotel Vegas tonight with Go Fever, Ben Ballinger, and Glass Maps. Can we hear another song, please?
Yeah. We're going to play All the Way.
See ya.
That's all the way from Juanita Stein, a particularly personal song on her new record, Until the Light Fades. They're playing tonight at Hotel Vegas. Her brother Joel joining us on guitar here will be opening the show as Glass Maps. Also Ben Ballinger and Go Fever joining them on that bill. Doors are at 9. Juanita takes the stage at 11:30. Juanita, Joel, Tim, Alex, thank you guys again so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez, assisted by Emery Weaver. Deidre Gott is our wonderful Studio 1A producer. You'll be able to hear both the songs, a bonus third song, and the interview at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.